You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns Nation, are you ready to download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads? You have to be. We all do. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere with all the breaking news notifications from the team straight to your phone. Oh, it is an absolutely fabulous, fabulous day for Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford Dixon's here. We're enjoying the top dog as always. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. Don't forget now, we've still got Fact or Fiction coming up, a producer Jason Gibbs production that you're going to love. And also, we need your tweets with regard to our Twitter question of the day. Who's going to play for a Cleveland professional sports team first from this point on as we go forward? LeBron James or Browns All-Pro wide receiver Josh Gordon? Think about that. Tweet to the show, and we'll do that as we get into our final segment today. All right, dog, as we were talking about, as we came on, and a part of our hot topics of the day from Ohio Business Machines, we had unveiled last night 10-1. In other words, the top 10, and of the from the peers, from the NFL players on NFL Network, part of their top 100. Let's run through them here, Hanford, in, shall we, descending order. How about if we do that?
Okay.
Did you get a chance to see this last night, by the way?
You know what? I did, and a pretty interesting list. And you talk about some.
It is.
I agree with, and I
will
talk
about. Oh, you got some disagreements?
Well, no. I say I agree with it, but surprise. I agree with it, but I am surprised about it. So.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have the top 10, right? From and this is not what. Well, let's review here for a second. Last week, a pair of Browns came in at 16 and 18, right? And that is Josh Gordon at 16 and Joe Thomas at 18. Earlier, the in the top 50 was Joe Hayden. And former Brown, T.J. Ward, dog, was also in. So the Browns had four in the top 90 from 100 down to 10. And there, in a second, too, we're going to get into a couple that many felt that might have been on the list or should have been this year and certainly will be able to be next year. And a pair of Browns, and we'll get into that as well. So, all right, let's go. You said in general you thought in your mind this list was pretty sharp, huh?
I thought it was very, very sharp. Just looking at some of the names and some of the players that are on here, I think they were right on. But again, that number eight guy, shock, but I agree with it.
Okay, well, let's start. Number 10, Jimmy Graham. The outstanding tight end for the New Orleans Saints has had a couple of monster years. Of course, he wanted to be labeled a wide receiver. He lost that in case there was a franchise tag slot of it.
Jimmy did a little changing there.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that title there, huh?
He did, but he didn't win that. He's still going to be designated a tight end. All right, number 9 from the AFC North, one of the Browns' rivals. Fabulous A.J. Green.
A.J. Green, and I agree with that. I think A.J. Green is a fabulous wide receiver. I think he's a guy that has a lot of talent. If you ask Joe Hayden, A.J. Green is one of the guys that give him a lot of problems. But he is just, I think, a rising star as far as that receiver position. And, again, he just happens to be in the AFC North.
Number 8, running back shows up. From Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs, Jamal Charles. You're not feeling that?
Not feeling that too much, again.
Too high?
I think a little bit too high. But well,
there's two more running backs on here now.
Yeah, okay.
But ahead of them.
And let's take this, too. I want to say this. I kind of disagree that what, you know, everybody's saying that the running back position I still think you need them in order to win football games.
De-emphasized?
Absolutely.
You think a running back position has, people, your perception is it's de-emphasized. You don't necessarily need elite running backs anymore.
Yeah, and that's what everybody seems to think, but I think And I'm saying we do. I'm saying we do.
Me too. Yeah, I right. want a home run.
Yeah,
hitting
I'm
running
saying
back.
We do. I'm saying we need that guy. So, but again, I agree with the pick.
Okay, 7 defensive side. First one shows up top 10. Richard Sherman from the Super Bowl, the 6'2" corner that talks it, but man, he walks it too and plays it big time.
My man, like everything about him, like everything about Sherman. I mean, just he's got range, he's got speed, he's not afraid to say what he feels, and he'll just, the big thing about it, he'll back it up. And that's what you have to do at that cornerback position. If you're going to talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. And he walks the walk. One of the real reasons that his team not only went to the Super Bowl, but won the Super Bowl.
No question about that. Now the quarterbacks start showing up. The guys at the throttle, the signal callers, and the three veterans. Number 6, Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints, just continues to put up monstrous numbers year after year.
Well, when you look at Drew Brees, he gives a lot of quarterbacks hope. He's not that typical 6'4", 6'5", guy quarterback, but he's a guy that's very consistent, runs the offense, take commands of the huddle, and has done nothing but produce year after year. The New Orleans Saints, happy to have this guy.
A couple of running backs go back-to-back. Got to call Shady in South Philadelphia, LeSean McCoy. And wow, did he explode in the new Philadelphia system with Chip Kelly.
You know, I call LeSean McCoy a man's man at the running back position. You know, he's just say, put this team on my back, give it to me, and boy, you're exactly right. He excelled in that offense, and I think you're going to see more from him, but just a great, great back. Agree with the pick.
Speaking of great backs, Adrian Peterson, number 4. Football team hasn't been winning, but he is elite and adjudged to be the top running back in the NFL.
Well, what can you say? AP is AP. When you think of running backs in the NFL, you think of Adrian Peterson. He is just, I mean, not only does he have the speed and the size, he's a guy that has it all. Break away from you. And he can block if he has to, but you don't want to see AP block. You want to give him that rock and let him go.
Yeah, one of the just so fluid big running backs that we have in the league. Okay, top 3. And you know, 2 of the veteran quarterbacks are there, and number 3, Tom Brady, New England Patriots.
Well, not only what, you know, I agree with this pick, but I know a lot of the girls agree with this pick, too. When you look at Tom Brady, they all go, oh, it's Tom Brady. But yeah. Tom, I tell you what, Tom is just, he's been there for a while. He's produced for a long, long time. And
been to 5 Super Bowls.
And him and Belichick, I mean, you're talking about 2 guys that are on the same page. I mean, they are. They've been together, seem like forever. But, you know, you can argue a little bit whether Tom Brady should be, you got him, Peyton. Let's just leave it alone. We have number 3. We'll go to number 2.
All right, yeah.
I almost gave it away there.
The prototypical wide receiver, the one that you just take that that block of granite and say, that's my 6'5", 240-pound wideout, Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions.
But believe it or not, Michael, I would love to play against him because he's a big guy and I want to get my hands on him. But I know once I get my hands on him, I better hold on to him because he's a very competitive guy. But he just, he put on yardage and yardage and yardage, make the difficult catches, and he's not afraid to go across the middle, and he makes the run after the catch. So, you know, again, those top 3 guys, you could shuffle them or whatever you want to do, but definitely Calvin Johnson deserves to be there.
Okay, and number 1 last year, of course, it leaves, although it didn't end up like he wanted it, as he had his head in his hands for most of the Super Bowl as the Denver Broncos were being throttled, but no question that the year Peyton Manning put together with that Denver offense last year was truly phenomenal. Peyton Manning adjudged to be the top, by his peers, the number 1 player in the National Football League.
Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning, a guy that you love to play chess with if you're a defensive player because you want to disguise and try to make him think that he's in something else, but and you're in another coverage or another defense. But Peyton Manning somehow always seems to figure out what defense you're going to end up in. No problem with the number one guy, Peyton Manning.
Now, there you have the top 10. And before we go to break, two Cleveland Browns that got recognition for being omitted from the list that should be there. Jordan Cameron, who had the phenomenal year last year, and many projected that had he played with one quarterback that was a little bit more influential. You're looking at close to 100 receptions with a dozen touchdowns. As we know, he had an all-pro year, and we expect Cameron to stay on that same track. He should be a top 100 next year. And many brought up Carlos Dansby because, Doc, he was in discussion with Arizona, of course, for the Defensive Player of the Year, didn't even get a Pro Bowl acclaim, and was left off the top 100 list, and he led that Arizona defense.
Well, and I was surprised at that, too, and you're right. He should have, but I'm going to jump on Cameron. I mean, what can we say? This guy's numbers were just off the chart. And we just hope that he continues to perform and produce the way he has produced last year. So looking forward to watching him pick back up from where he left off.
And Jordan Cameron is very intent on doing just that. And again, then there's a thing, the Browns contract to get him signed after this, his fourth year coming up in the NFL. So there you have it, a look at from those who play the game. Those are from 10 to 1, the way the NFL networks and their players poll saw it as they released it last
week. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What does Jordan Cameron call himself?
What does he call himself?
Is it a pass catcher? Is it a...
We'll have to ask him that. He didn't want to get involved in that. But you know, when he scored a touchdown, he makes the sign of a T. That's for his son,
Tristan. Absolutely, right.
Yeah. But, that'd be interesting. We'll corral Jordan about that when the Browns get back at camp. All right, we've still got Fact or Fiction coming up and our Twitter question of the day. As we said to you, we want your tweets. Who will play for a Cleveland professional sports team first going forward? LeBron James or Josh Gordon? Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Carucci and Zagura. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't touch the dial. We still have a lot to do as we take you until 3 o'clock today.